The playing rules changed to make the shot clock a state-by-state decision beginning next year, beginning 22-23. We surveyed our schools. You can see the response. We had 75% of our schools respond. It was one vote per school per gender. And that was done purposely because, frankly, we don't always see the same opinion of the shot clock between the boys and the girls schools. Their answers were still the same. It does not appear that the shot clock has support for statewide adoption. Right now, 75% responded. 42% of those that responded favored the shot clock, and 57 opposed on the girls' side. And on the boys' side, the numbers were pretty close to the same, 46% and 54%. I think if you sit down, and again, I know we just talked about coaches, you sit down with most coaches, their opinion of the shot clock at the high school level appears to vary based on their team that year. With the right composition, they like it. With the wrong composition, they don't. And so it goes back and forth. But I think at this point, there does not seem to be the support. So the recommendation right now is that we're not going to be one of the states adopting it for 22-23. We continue to review the situation. And we do allow schools to request and experiment with it at particular events and get data back to us. We've had that request from two or three other tournaments already that want to run it.